Welcome back to the Press Box and my great friend, the Hall of Famer, I like to call him, because you know why he's a Hall of Famer, Dave Buzzy Baker. Dave, it's summertime in the bluegrass.
Summertime, Gene. Great to be with you and everyone out there, as we say in streaming land today. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe, Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTAB and the KTA and the KTOB and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. So, Mr. McLean, it is summer because we have arrived at Stephen Foster Preview Day, and nothing says Stephen Foster Preview Day like your good friend Brad Cox.
Brad Cox is I've got a lot of really good horses in today. You know, he's kind of had a little cool start to this meet. I think Brad is going into Friday was only winning at 16% for the meet. That's about a third of what his normal rate is. And I think that on this day, Brad Cox can light it up, and my man will have a lot of photo ops before he's done with today's business.
Okay, so what is the biggie? I'm guessing it's a Stephen Foster preview on Stephen Foster Preview Steak Day.
The big race today, there's seven stakes, Buzz, and really 11 great races been carted by Racing Secretary Ben Huffman at the Big Oval, as I like to call it, in Lewistown.
Yes.
You know, they start off in the fifth with the Audubon, then the Shawnee, then the Mid-Julep, the Aristides, the Regret, and then the biggie, the Blames, Grade 3 Blame Stakes, and then close out with the Grade 3 Arlington. Of those seven stakes, Buzz, man, six of them are graded. So big day leading up to Stephen Foster, which kind of concludes their spring-summer meet and sends everybody off into Ellis Park. But this is a great race. The Blame, the Grade 3 Blame's got a purse of $300,000 for four-year-olds and up, and a stellar field. And one of my favorite horses of recent times, because he just is he's a beautiful thing. Hit Show is in the Blame, and I think it'll be Hit Show all day today in the Blame.
Hit Show, the Dubai World Cup winner, Eclipse, a winning award-winning filly, Immersive as part of this card as well. Break it down for us. Is this Hit Show's first start of the year or not?
No, he ran at the Fairgrounds and won back in February, Buzz, the Grade 3 Nine Shaft. He won that race pretty handily, although he won by a head. He was, you know, always the winner if you watch the race. Then he shipped over to Dubai to defend his title in the Dubai World Cup, and it just didn't go well. I mean, it was a tough trip. That time of year, there was a lot of things going on in the Middle East, as there still is. A lot of upheaval
angst,
in the region.
Angst.
And really, Hit Show did not run well. He ran fifth. He lost to a great horse, and Magnitude is really, really good right now. Magnitude is, and Forever Young, who won the Breeders' Cup, ran second. So no slouch in terms of the quality of the field, but it just wasn't his day going a mile and a quarter there in Dubai. He has come back. He has trained tremendously well for Brad Cox. On May 15th, he drilled 5 furlongs in a minute, almost flat, best bullet of the day there. I think he just comes into this race, which is home track for him, doing great. He's had 8 career starts here. He's won 2. He's run second once. But look at this, Mark. If it's an off track, if it is a little bit wet, and we've had a lot of rain this week, he's 2 for 3 on a wet track. So, and at this distance, Buzzman, at a mile and an eighth, he's 5 wins, 2 seconds, and 13 starts. This horse is just magnificent. I loved him in the Derby. When he ran the Kentucky Derby as a 3-year-old 3 years ago. If he had won that Kentucky Derby, we'd still be cashing at the windows, because we had him in the pick five that day, and had I had five horses covering. I just have always loved this big gray thing. He's beautiful to look at. He's flashy when he runs. You know, he's got that stalking style, and he gets Irad Ortiz back up in the saddle. They have won together in the past. I just think he's a tremendous, you know, he just stands out in this race to me. The only horse that I think could possibly warm him up a little bit is the outside horse Vibe for trainer Todd Pletcher, four-year-old son of Into Mischief. They spent $3 million to buy this thing, Rapoli Stables.
Wow.
At the Keeneland September sale in 2023. He's only run four times, only got back $147,000 of that $3 million so far, Buzz. But of those four, he's had three wins, and he has a win over the track here already this meet. So he comes in with, you know, a lot of a vibe, you know,
yes,
in this race. And he's got potential and he's got talent, but I don't think he has the experience of Hit Show. And there's other speed in here as well. I think there's enough speed in here to maybe kind of push him along and you know, set it up a little bit for Hit Show to come from off the pace. So, you know, the question is, does that speed materialize or Vibe get a very easy early lead? He's going to be stretching out from a mile to a mile and an eighth. So that extra furlong, they're going to be running there in the stretch, may catch
sure.
up with Vibe.
Okay, so we know who you like. The question now is, how do you play it?
Well, you know, you look at this card, and I'm going to be, you know, you're starting in the fifth race. You know, you got seven stakes, so there's plenty of horizontal or pick fives, pick sixes,
yes.
pick fours, pick threes. We're going to be looking at those because I got a few singles earlier in the card. In the fifth race, I got a single there. You know, I'm scanning back to the fifth and tell you who that is. But the fifth and sixth race are both, I think, singles for me. In the fifth, I really love Touch of Fire, which is a Brad Cox horse, and that is in the Audubon Stakes on
yep.
the turf. Touch of Fire, the seven horse, I think you can key there. In three turf starts, two wins in a second. The next race is the straight to Shawnee. I'm going back to the seven spot there and back to Brad Cox with Immersive. I love Immersive. I think she is a big time 7-2 morning line. I just think she's a tremendous asset. So you got two singles to kind of start off, five in the fifth race and sixth race. Then you can spread out a little bit and maybe catch a really good horizontal play. The way I play this race is I'm going to just bet Hit Show on top, win in place, key Hit Show over really the field and hit the all button and hope to get a big second and Vibe backs up and get a big second shot coming in.
All right. It's a great card at Churchill, as Gene said, and you can get all his picks. And, buddy, there is nobody that knows Churchill like Gene McLean. It's at thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, great, great weekend ahead. Here's hoping you and yours enjoy, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. I can't wait to celebrate a big birthday coming up.
Yes.
And also having you down here to tip your toe in the warm waters.
I'm ready to tip. I'm ready to tip and to tip over. Love you, man.
Have a great one, my friend. Love you, man.
You too, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.